not with you. It's the Sacha Twining Show talking this morning about the Fox News host, Pete Hegseth, who said he's not washed his hands for 10 years because germs are not a real thing, along the lines of, if you can't see them, they're not really going to do you any harm. Well, Dr. Sandra Wilkes, a senior research fellow in microbiology at the Institute for Life Sciences at the University of Southampton. Sandra, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you subscribe to that theory as well?
Well, I definitely have seen bacteria and other microorganisms quite a lot over the time I've been working in microbiology. So the whole concept of them not existing because you can't see them, it just depends how you're looking for them, to be honest.
Yeah. Obviously, since he has said this, and we're all, you know, there's half a mind of thinking, OK, was he slightly joking, although he hasn't since come out since and said so. But some of the studies that have sort of come out to refute this, you know, apologies if you're having a biscuit with your mid-morning coffee at the moment, but 1 gram of human waste, let's put it that way, about the weight of a paper clip, can contain 1 trillion germs. Will spread all sorts of things.
Yes, but we do have to remember that not all of all microorganisms are dangerous. So, I mean, if we consider ourselves, if we think of our skin and our gut system, we've got more bacterial cells residing within us than we have human cells in our body, which kind of makes us more bacteria than people, which in itself is a strange concept. But those are doing good things. They're helping us. They're helping us stay healthy. They're producing compounds that we need. And so we don't want to be moving towards living in a sterile world. And it's certainly something that we couldn't achieve anyway. The whole idea that he hasn't washed his hands in 10 years feels very hard to believe. We all wash our hands at different rates. It's definitely difficult to say you need to wash your hands X number of times a day. But there are certain circumstances when, of course, we should be washing our hands. And I'm sure, in reality, he is washing his hands at many of those occasions.
I can't believe how he has got through the last 10 years with not what you were saying earlier. I mean, does that mean he's never had a shower? Because surely then, you know, hands get... But, I mean, you know, the times to do it, then I'm getting comments from people saying, well, surely about preparing food before that, as well as using the bathroom as well. They are the obvious ones.
Of course. Of course. And, I mean, I think... We are now so familiar with the idea of food safety and food preparation safety. I think there would be very few people who would handle raw meat, say raw chicken, and then not wash their hands after doing that, for example. And certainly if we were eating out, if we went into a food establishment and we were told that they didn't have a hand hygiene procedure in place, which they need to have, I think most of us would be concerned about eating there. And the other area in particular is in healthcare. Hand hygiene in healthcare is incredibly important. It's still the primary infection prevention control measure that we use, and it can reduce infection rates really dramatically. Just by simple, good hand-washing procedures. So it's really key in reducing disease spread infections.
So if you look down at your hands at the moment, Sandra, I'm not suggesting for any moment that you don't have clean hands, but on the average pair of hands, what are the sort of things that we just naturally carry on there anyway? What sort of bacteria or microbes, what have we got?
Oh, there's a whole range. There's a whole different community of bacteria, and some of these cause us no problem at all. So we can have lots that wouldn't ever cause us an infection. However, we do carry different Staphylococcus species. So I think most people have heard about MRSA or Staphylococcus aureus. Many of us carry that on our hands. We definitely, lots of us carry Staphylococcus epidermidis on our hands. Don't cause us a problem normally, But if we have a wound, and this is where wound care becomes very important as well, and it's able to invade past our skin. Our skin is acting as a primary barrier. If it's able to invade into our tissues, then even something like Staphylococcus epidermidis, which really doesn't cause us a problem normally, can become an issue and can cause infection. So quite often it's not about the individual bacteria that are present around us, it's about whether they're in a safe place or whether if they move to a different site. Another good example is our gut. We have many different bacteria residing in our gut system, and many of them, I mean, you gave the example at the beginning of the number of bacteria that can be in a gram of feces. Now, in our gut, our cells, they're not causing a problem on their own. However, if they then go on to be taken back in to our bodies separately, then they can end up causing infection and disease. Mm. And that's why we need to be careful about how we're restricting that spread.
Just as a final point, Sandra, I've got in front of me, as I'm sure many people, if they're sitting in the office, have at the moment, this little bottle, dry wash, hand wash, whatever it is called. It's the squeezy thing. Hang on, here we go. There's actually some in this one. I'm rubbing it on my hands now. Oh, it always smells nice. I love the smell. Any substitute? Is it actually good to use this sort of stuff?
It really depends on, again, the environment that you're working in, whether it's necessary. So certainly, again, we're familiar with seeing hand sanitizers in healthcare and facilities and hospitals, and that's really useful to encourage people to decontaminate their hands to some degree before going to areas where people might be more vulnerable. Mm. I would say it doesn't replace good hand washing techniques and procedures, but it can be useful when you don't have access to things. The widespread use, probably not necessary, and we do have to be careful because we're all aware of antimicrobial resistance, and we tend to think of that being about antibiotics, but actually bacteria can become resistant to other things, like some of those biocides that you might find in some of these products. So we need to be sensible about our use of these things.
Okay. Yeah, it's a fascinating area, and who would have thought what was sort of like an aside comment from a Fox News host. That's where one go sort of squirming away. Go on, Sandra.
And certainly there is a problem with not being able to see what's around us. And certainly, you know, it's important that we try and educate people on what might be around us and what is a risk. And there are different ways of doing that. And certainly through some of the work we've done at the university, we've produced videos. There's a Mapping Microbes project, and we've got different groups that are working on helping inform everyone who doesn't have access to a microscope and some of the techniques that we have.
So just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. No, Dr. Sandra Wilkes, a senior research fellow in microbiology at the Institute for Life Sciences at the University of Southampton. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been fascinating. Thank you. You can share your thoughts. 0808